I'm gonna bleep that part out because I just realized I admitted to a crime.
But
yeah, I don't know. I just woke up this morning and I was just fucking in so much pain. I was like, what the fuck? So I'm like, I just should just drink on special occasions, you know? Because not only that, it's just not, not, I mean, it's like hangovers are one thing, because they do, like, keep this in mind, they do get much worse as you get older. Because, like, my hangovers used to not be that bad. But now it's, like, gone to the point where it, like, cripples me all fucking day. And, it, I don't know, it's just, like, it just, I hate it because it just feels like you're not productive, you wasted an entire day. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when I drink on it, I usually just like to play video games and lay in bed, so I'm like, I'm not productive at all, so. Yeah. And I got, like, a lot of shit I gotta do, like, I'm moving soon, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I saw it on Snapchat.
Yeah. But yeah, so here we are, we're... This will just be a Bunker Boys episode. Normally for Bunker Boys, we get trash, but I am not going to do that. But you are more than welcome to do that. I don't think Xander is going to be joining because it looks like somebody tried to break into his car.
Yeah.
Which is fucked. And I actually totally forgot that we were going to do this today. Yeah, Xander's passing. Okay, that's fine.
I forgot too.
I mean, because one of the things I was going to like maybe talk about is because all three of us at one point lived in Arizona. Actually, even at the same time at one point too. Like, do you have any, like, haunted stories from Arizona? Or, like, any weird sights you've been to? Or, like, notice anything that's, like, off? Because remember we talked about, what was that? Not Rainbow Ranch. Stardust Ranch or something like that? Where it's, like, the guy talks about how he fights aliens with samurai swords and shit like that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I would say that there was
I don't know. Arizona's just a weird fucking trippy state to me.
I'd say there was one instance where I was up... I went up to Winslow with Tony, and then we were just like hiking. Mm-hmm. Like it was like probably like 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
Kayla was back at like the RV and shit, like in a tent, but she was like keeping the fire on and everything. And it was me, Tony, Xavier, and then Chris, which is like Tony's mom's boyfriend.
Yeah,
and then we all got separated, and I was like, well, fuck, you know, how the fuck were we gonna find our way back? Yeah. So I kept hearing voices, like, it was like, hey, hey. And it sounded like Tony.
You said it was up by Winslow?
Yeah, and, like, he has, like a mesa out there, like at least 60 acres.
Oh, okay.
And then I kept hearing voices, and I was just like, hey, hey, over here, hey. And I was like, Tony, like, stop fucking around with me, dude. Like, I'm like, pretty drunk right now, so I don't know where the fuck you are.
Were you in town, or were you on the outskirts?
We were in, like, the outskirts. Like on like an actual like mesa, like a flat ass fucking, you know what I mean? So we had to climb up this like huge incline. It's probably like 40 feet, I think, 50 feet of like an incline.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got up, I saw like the fire going on and everything. And then as soon as I start walking back, and then it's kind of hard to see too. So, but we had like flashlights and everything.
Yeah.
So my flashlight fucking went out, and I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever. Like, I could kind of see, like, the moon's, like, kind of lit outside and everything. And I started walking, and, like, my flashlight turned back on, and I almost fell off of a fucking cliff.
Oh, shit.
So I had to go all the way around, and then I saw that everybody was already at, the fire.
Yeah, the campsite.
Yeah, and I was like, were you guys not like near me the whole time? They're like, no, we've been here for like about 15 minutes. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
Well, like, that's either like one of two things. Either that was skinwalkers trying to lure you in, or pedophiles. even though you're an adult, but you're built like a child.
if I shave my face, yeah. But yeah, dude, I was like freaked out like the whole night. Like I had to like I had to like continue drinking.
You feel like you were being like watched out and shit too.
Yeah, bro. Like it was creepy as shit. Like I had was like my knife on me, and like I think I had Tony's pistol on me too, and he had like his rifle and shit.
Yeah.
But even still, it's like, dude, that like scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I have you heard of the what's it called? I probably have told you this story too, but I'm going to say it anyway because I don't know if I've said it on the show, but the Casa Grande domes.
Yeah, I think you have told me the story when we were playing
games. I'm pretty sure I've told you, but I don't think I've said it on here. But it was kind of like, I don't know, it was weird. Okay, so basically there's a spot in Arizona that some kind of tech company or computer company or something like in the 70s or 80s started building these domes in the middle of, it's not in the middle of the desert, but it's definitely on the outskirts of like a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about like an hour southeast of Phoenix, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a spot that's notorious for being like a haunted site. And the reason for that is because once the company got abandoned or whatever, or they just like decided to like, you know, just like bail out, people started using it as like a satanic sacrifice site or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just like doing like evil rituals and black magic and stuff like that, right? And eventually it became like a haunted site, and they shut it down too because eventually they found like, I think they found a dead body out there that was like clearly like there were signs of like human sacrifice, like ritualistic sacrifice, stuff like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And but what makes it haunted is people have said that they have witnessed a like 8-foot tall shadowy figure that roams the grounds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And will sometimes even like throw stones at them, because like a lot of the domes are at this point in time have like crumpled and like are in rubble now. Mm-hmm. So it'll like take those stones and like throw them at people, right? So me being the, I guess, thrill seeker that I am, I went there with two friends and one of my friends' cousins or something like that. He called her his cousin. I don't know. He was white, but she was black. But I guess they could still be cousins. And it was kind of funny, too, because she was the only smart one, because she stayed in the car the whole time. And I pulled like the classic. Actually, no, I was pretty good about it because I was like all for it. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's go. And then once we were there, I have like I'm not saying like I'm clairvoyant, because I'm not, but I have like an intuition for certain things, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're an empath.
No, it's more like I'm just more self-aware of like negative energy, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess good energy too, but you notice negative energy more easily because it usually involves like fear, you know?
Oh yeah.
But basically, as soon as I got out of the car, I was like, oh, there's something fucked up about this place, like, and so I didn't even want to go in the dome, so I stayed by the car and I just kind of like looked around a little bit, and like the air there felt oppressive and heavy, like it was hard to breathe. Sound carried differently, almost like we were actually in a dome, but like I wasn't in the dome, I was still outside. And I found like weird like footprints on the ground that looked like elongated like paws, kind of.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was super weird. I don't really know how to describe it, but like imagine like a person's foot, but it was like thinner and there was claws on it, like a wolf's claw, you know. I don't know, it's really hard to describe. But anyway, so I didn't even go in at all because I was like, this freaks me out. But my two buddies went in and they're like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. And then we literally just like that same day, because it started becoming evening and getting dark out, we're like, dude, you guys just want to go drive to the beach? So we literally drove to California, because California is the closest fucking beach. And we ended up in like whatever the southernmost beach area would be. Is it San Diego? No, not San Diego. Maybe it's San Diego.
Yeah.
Somewhere down there. And we ended up at that beach at like 4 a.m. and it was pretty cool. But a weird follow-up thing that happened with that is like a week later, I want to say.
Your I had friend like friend and their cousin died.
Yeah, they all fucking died. No. I had like a weird like sleep paralysis type dream.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know if it was related at all, because I've never had anything like that since. And it wasn't exactly sleep paralysis, because I was able to like sort of move
and everything.
Yeah, but it was like, oh god, it's such a weird feeling. So anyway, so we were you and me were both working at Target at this time, I believe, still.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember getting home around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Or maybe I got home a little bit earlier, but then like around 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I felt like the need to like take a nap. So I took a nap on my couch, which I have never done before. and the couch was facing the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fell asleep on the couch, and I had a dream that a tall, shadowy figure walked in, and every fiber of my being was telling me not to look at its face, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so even in my dream, I avoided looking up at it at all. And then I remember trying to sit up, and it took literally every ounce of strength that I had in my body. And it was a weird feeling where it felt like my body and my spirit were overlapping, trying to physically get pulled away from this thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting up to try to wake myself up, because ever since I've been a kid, I've been able to if I get too scared in a dream, I can wake myself up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what I was trying to do. And then even in my dream, I remember screaming out of intense fear, but it sounded muffled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when I was able to sit up fully, and I keep in mind, I still didn't look at this thing the entire time, but I could feel it staring down at me with a violent, hateful gaze. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I finally sat up. And then as soon as I sat up, and it took all my strength, I woke up, and I woke up sitting up and breathing heavily. Like I just ran a fucking marathon.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. It was so fucking weird. And that's the only time that's ever happened to me. I was I didn't like that at all. And then needless to say, I was still tired, and I was I'm not going back to bed. I was I wanted to stay up for a while after that.
And then you just checked your phone, you see 30 fucking invites from me on PlayStation.
Right. Where are you at?
Hey, five hours had passed or something, you know? It's Jesus Christ. No, yeah, so that was weird. But I mean, like I said, Arizona's just kind of a weird state. Have you ever been up to the Vortex sites and shit like that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird, but and it's kind of just a bunch of fucking hippies selling you stones and rocks
I always try to stay away from weird and paranormal sites.
Just you try to avoid it, yeah.
Pure fear, you know what I mean?
The vortex stuff isn't really isn't a scary thing. It's just, I don't know how to describe it, but I think that's part of the reason why Arizona is the way it is. I mean, think about it. We got Stardust Ranch. We got the lights over Phoenix. Skinwalkers. You got the fucking Xander talked about the Superstition Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
There's just all kinds of weird shit going on in Arizona.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember if I had another story from Arizona, but I don't remember. Xander had a lot too. It was cool. I mean, it's not cool, but it's.
I mean, Xander goes out hiking a lot.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's bound to have a lot of scary stories.
Yeah, it's kind of funny too, because in my notes I even wrote shadow people in Arizona, but I'm that might have just been the story I just told. But I was did I have another fucking shadow figure story?
I feel like I've told you this too. I don't know if there was something wrong with my spiritual body, but you remember that time when I told you that I literally just woke up, or I blacked out one day. Mm-hmm. And I was literally just 3 miles from my house, and my legs were fucking tired as shit.
Oh, wait, was that when I picked you up?
Yeah,
you called me because you thought you were seeing shadow people, and I think you were just severely dehydrated.
Yeah.
Because Arizona, as everyone knows, is pretty hot. But I think even it wasn't.
I think it was in it was fall time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was fall when that happened, but which is still warm, but you know.
Do you even remember where I was at?
Yeah, dude, you were okay. Where were you working at the time? You were working. Were you at the casino?
No. I think I was working at Fry's. No.
Okay, I don't remember, but I remember coming to get you. Because, okay, so Arizona, it's pretty easy to find your way home, roughly. Because how Phoenix works is it's essentially just a giant box. Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
So any kind of major streets, you could go from one side of Phoenix to the other, and chances are that same Bell Street, for example, is going to go all
Bell
the way
Road
through.
Bell Road.
Yeah. So that's why when you called me, because you called me crying and freaking out. You're I don't know where the fuck I'm at. You know, you just you thought people were following you. And
oh, dude, I was in El Mirage.
Yeah, I remember you being 3 or 4 miles in the opposite direction of where you were supposed to be.
Dude, yeah, I remember now. Holy shit.
And that's why, and so the reason why I mentioned the streets, and I was okay, I was well, walk up to the nearest corner, and I was tell me the crossroads, because that's the easiest way to triangulate where you were.
Yeah.
Because I think you tried to send me your iPhone location too.
But I wasn't able to.
It wasn't working or something. But so yeah, I had you do that. And you called and hung up like multiple times, just like freaking out. And then one time you called me like basically screaming because you thought people were following you. And then finally I found you. And yeah, you ended up being like 3 or 4 miles away from your house in like the opposite direction, or even your work. Well, no, because I think wherever you were working at the time,
I was working at Fry's. Yeah.
So you went like 3 miles in the opposite direction. I picked you up, and then you told me that you drank basically like 8 ounces of water, I think, maybe 16, like in the last like 3 days, like total. And I was like, oh, well, that's fucking why, dude. You're fucking dehydrated as shit.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest reason why.
Yeah, so I bought you like the biggest thing of water I could find, and I was like, oh, not the biggest thing. It was like one of those giant smart water.
Yeah, it was like the one that was like 32 ounces. You're like, drink that.
I was like, drink half of this tonight slowly, and then drink the rest in the morning.
Yeah, dude, that was so wild, man. But like, the shadow people, I could see like very, very like they were all outlined like crazy.
Well, that's
very vividly.
I mean, you remember I had like a pretty bad like drug issue in Arizona.
Yeah.
The first year that you knew me, it was because I was like, I'm heartbroken. I'm a little sad rapper. Yeah.
Come let me have my cigarette.
Yeah. And then the second time is because I was living with my dad, and his fucking bitch of a wife was very oppressive.
God. Carrie.
Yeah. She's a fucking cunt. I was literally like that entire last year that I crashed with them before I decided I need to move out of Arizona, otherwise I'm gonna fucking die. Or, you know, I could have probably made a better
overdose
to...
or some shit. Yeah,
yeah, because I mean, you literally were like, we were playing PlayStation when I almost did overdose accidentally. But
that was so bad.
Yeah, I was just like, everything felt like it went in fucking slow motion, dude. It felt so fucking weird. And then like I literally like I had to walk to the bathroom, but I was like clinging to the wall. It was literally like that scene from fucking Wolf of Wall Street. I was like,
I remember the exact mission we were playing too. We were playing that like that barbecue mission.
Yeah.
Like that picnic mission from Payday 2. Mm-hmm. And you're like, everything was fine. And then like literally like not even a minute later, I was like, Harrison, like what are you doing? Because you weren't moving, and you're like, And I was like, are you okay? And you're like, no.
Yeah. That was so bad. I'm surprised. I'm surprised I woke up. Oh, that's fucking crazy.
That shit was scary.
But no, so because of that too, because we were talking about shadow people, there was one instance there when I was living there. I was up for 2 days straight. I think on coke and
you're gonna have to bleep these parts out.
I mean it was in the past, you know. It's like I'm not talking about like selling drugs. I just did drugs in the past, you know.
Yeah,
and people know, like I've told my mom this, like my family knows I had a bad drug problem in the past. And but anyway, so I was up on coke for like 2 days, and I think there was other stuff I had like pain. I was on like painkillers and other shit, but anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was up for 2 days, and then at the end of those 2 days, and I mean like a full like, it was actually probably longer. It was probably like
a full like almost 50 or 60 hours.
Yeah, because I remember being up for 2 days fully, and so it was actually probably closer to like like 2.5 or whatever. And because by the final push before I like actually finally decided to go to sleep, it's because I was walking around my dad's house, and it was at night. It was like probably 1 or 2 in the morning. Everybody's already asleep. And then I walk into my room, and the hallway behind me is completely dark, right? And I just hear someone being like, Harrison, what are you doing? And just like people talking to me. Yeah. And I thought it was fucking Carrie talking to me, because I was walking around at 2 a.m. and then I look over and there's just there's not a fucking bitch. Fucking whore. And no, it's just there was nobody there. Just the entire house was silent, and I just like closed the door. I was like, I need to go to bed. I was like, this is bad.
I think the biggest thing I think is like after the second day is when you start hallucinating.
Yeah.
Depending on like how tired you are.
I don't remember having any I don't know if I remember seeing like shadow people or not, but I remember like having audio hallucinations, and I was just like, oh boy, I was like, I need to stop this.
Yeah,
so
it's really scary.
Speaking of all those drugs, I'm gonna tell this story that again, because remember we talked about this with Joey on the episode ages ago, but that recording ended up being like,
was it the one where like we were working at Target and then like,
which one?
That girl just gave you like, oh, here, take this little pick me up.
Oh God. I might tell that story. Yeah, no, it's the one I just told you the other day, but I talked about it on the recording we did with Joey ages ago. But the recording, there was just too many audio chunks missing because my microphone at the time was fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
So same house, same drug problem, you know, doing a lot of coke. And keep in mind, I was doing this all under the same roof as my dad. He had no fucking clue. I was also like taking all of his painkillers and stuff like that too.
He's like, where the fuck is my pills?
He wasn't really using them. He had like a fat fucking stack over the years, and I was just like, well, these are mine now.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then it ended up being a problem. I was doing like fucking 5 oxys a day, like not even kidding.
God damn.
Which is why like my brother and my mom were like, we need to get you out of Arizona because we're worried about you.
Yeah,
and I made like a great recovery. Like I mean, I was having like withdrawals on the road because I didn't steal any more of my dad's pills before I left. So my brother, literally on the third day, he had to take over driving because I was just in like the passenger seat, just like fucking shivering. I was like, and it was like in the middle of summer.
Come on, man. Come on. I'll suck your dick, bro. Come on. Just give me something.
Yeah. And so it was pretty bad. But anyway, so this girl who was supplying me with drugs at the time, we had this nice little thing where she's like, you can eat my pussy and I'll give you some extra coke, you know. I mean, she didn't literally say that, but she's like basically just like, yeah, just implying, fuck me, and I'll if you fuck me, I'll give you a little bit extra. So I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. And you know, it's just cute. She's had that kind of goth vibe, but she was like Native American, you know. It was kind of cool. So anyway, so we would get fucked up together, just do all that shit. And I think it was the last time I saw her, because this instance kind of freaked me out. But we're doing coke, and then I snorted like a line off of her vagina, and then I was like, well, I'm down here, you know. I'm just gonna go. Yeah. I decided to, you know, start eating her out, and everything was fine. But then like a day or two later, dude, my lips were like bright fucking red. They were irritated and they were throbbing in pain, you know.
I remember, because when you picked me up that night, like not that day, but like a day or two after, we were gonna hang out. Fucking, it was like close to Halloween too. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, like, are you wearing lipstick? You're like, no.
Yeah, like, it was that fucking bright. Yeah, and it would keep me up at night because it was like painful throbbing. And so I started talking to people, like my coworkers at the place I was working at. It was like Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were like, oh yeah, well I just use like this like night cream for your lips, like a Burt's Bees type thing, and like also like the like shout out to fucking Burt's Bees, because two of their products worked incredibly well for that. One of them was like a medicated lip balm, which has like I think menthol in it or something,
benzene
something, that worked really well. But then they had like the circular case that you would leave on before you go to bed, and that worked really well too. But yeah, just for whatever reason, for like a month and a half after that, my lips were just fucking on fire. So, and it's kind of funny because it went away on its own, and because I didn't have insurance, so I just didn't go see a doctor. And I was just like, yeah, whatever, I don't give a fuck. And and it was funny because of the fact that she was Native American, I started calling it the Red Curse. So
dude, that was so like, your lips were like fucking,
yeah, it's also the Red Curse because it looked like I was wearing lipstick too.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
And then that was like the day where I kept falling asleep during John Wick 3.
Dude, you were being such a little fucking pissy bitch that day too, for some reason. You're like, buy me a beer, and you're like, this movie sucks, I'm falling asleep. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
I never said the movie sucked, I was just falling asleep. Yeah. Dude,
after your one beer, you just got tired.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, drinking in the middle of the day in Arizona, it's like a beer will fucking tire you out. I mean, and plus,
dude, it's like I just started drinking like that.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, not even like.
Yeah, because I was still working at Topgolf, and then you showed up to Topgolf on your 21st birthday.
Yeah.
So it was probably just shortly after that.
Yeah, and like, it's like, dude, I just started drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super funny.
God, dude.
Yeah. But then, yeah, the other story is, and this was not during my I hate my dad, I have to live here era. It was
during your little SoundCloud era.
It was like I'm sad, I'm gonna make emo music. And this girl that we used to work with, who was, I thought, cool, but turns out she was very shady. And I was at the time in my life where I was like, I don't really care, you know, like, who gives a shit mm-hmm. about what happens to me, you know? And I haven't always been like that, but, you know, mm-hmm. at that time, it was very much heavy like that. So the reason why I say that is to maybe give you guys a little bit of, like, context or understanding of why I was just kind of went with it. But anyway, so this person we used to work with, she... One day I was just like, I couldn't fucking sleep. I was super out of it. And we worked at Target and we worked the morning shift. We worked like,
yeah, was 5 like 4, to like 12.
Yeah, it was like sometimes 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you know. Mm-hmm. I think the earliest we got around Christmas time was 3 a.m.
I think so.
What was her name? It started with a K. I'm not gonna out her. But yeah, so she was like, oh yeah, we're cool, blah blah blah. And then there was just one day mm-hmm. I was just like really fucking out of it, and she's like, oh well, she's like, I was like, I got something for you that can help with that. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, like I said, keep in mind, I at the time I trusted this person, I was cool with this person, I didn't think they were gonna do anything that was gonna, you know, be harmful to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also being a dumbass, because this is essentially how the conversation went. She was digging around in her purse outside for a while, and we were, you know, sitting outside. Because you remember those benches that we would sit out at sometimes?
Yeah, you guys were like during break, you guys were like, yeah, outside and like smoke cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, it was a smoking spot. And and so she's digging around in her purse for a while, and she's like, yeah, I got something like that. I was like, oh, is it Adderall? She's like, it's like Adderall. To be fair, She was correct. It was very much like Adderall, it was times fucking 10 and times
30.
Yeah. And so she hands me a little like torn up napkin, you know, like it's called parachuting basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pop it in your mouth, swallow it. And she's like, don't worry, I'm not going to give you anything that's going to harm you. I was like, okay, cool, whatever, I trust you, you know. Fucking
little did you know.
Yeah, fucking dude, like. And I think I was technically, I think I was off already, but I was still hanging out. Or I was close to being off, because I remember I wasn't there for that much longer. But like,
no, because it was like around like, it was like around 9 or 10.
Yeah, it was. Cause yeah, because breaks are. Yeah, because typically like around noon is when they start, like 11 noon is when they start shuffling us out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I took it half hour later, dude. I fucking, holy shit, I fucking skyrocketed. And like I said, it felt very much like Adderall. It was not Adderall. So she hands me another one, like a day later. Because remember how we had like weird days where we work like Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, so it was like
Saturday, one off.
It was
one
Monday,
on.
Wednesdays, and like Fridays.
Yeah, it was like either way, it was like one on, one off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next shift, was it? Oh no, I think it was later that shift. She handed me another one, or it was the next shift. It was one of the two.
It was the next shift after.
I think it was the next shift after, because I remember being high for like what felt like 2 fucking days. Like at the time, I was trying to donate plasma, and they're like, "You can't do this. Your heart rate is too high." And I was like, "Uh huh, weird. I had probably too much caffeine, but I knew better." and speaking of which, I have a fucking horror story about that plasma. I'll tell next. And but yeah, so I was like high for like fucking geeked out for like 2 fucking days. And so she hands me another one. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna take this right now. I'll take it like later, you know, when I'm feeling mm-hmm. it. Because at that point, I was like, I don't want to be fucking high for another 2 days. Like, what the fuck was that?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, take it now. I was like, no. I was like, I'm good. Because you don't remember how pushy she was?
Yeah, she was insanely pushy.
So I just left it on my kitchen, not my kitchen counter, but like my dining room table for like a couple days, right? And I was like, didn't really think about it. And then I remember one morning, I was about to leave for work, and I was like, oh man, I was like, I'm really fucking out of it, you know, I'm not really feeling too good. I was like, should I take this? And then I was like, something in my brain was like, no. I was like, don't do that again. So I opened up the little parachute that she made me, mm-hmm. and it was little crystal shards. So this bitch straight up gave me meth, and I just fucking took it without even thinking about it. And then didn't you like confront her about it too?
No, because I think she shortly got fired after that. You know, obviously, if you're a meth head, your probably priorities of showing up to work or not. I definitely stopped talking to her after that because I was like, this bitch fucking gave me meth. Mm-hmm. And she straight up said, I'm not going to give you anything that's going to harm you. And yeah, so I never did it again. You know, it's like I do like my uppers, obviously, since I did a lot of coke and Adderall back in the day. But I was like, meth was a route that I was like, I am not going down this fucking route.
Yeah.
I would have been happy going my whole life without doing it at all. And the, like I said, the only reason why I did it is because she lied and said it was, well, she said it was like Adderall, which I guess is true, but I thought it was Adderall.
I mean, moral of the story, you know, don't take something that somebody gives you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who was it? Tom Segura literally had a joke about this. He said like strangers are not going to fucking drug you and fuck you up and stuff like that. He's like, it's always going to be your friends that fuck you the hardest. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's how that went. But anyway, so the plasma donating story, because keep in mind, I was living with that that one guy. And, you know, we were struggling to figure it out. You know, I was mad because I was working at Target part time and then they said I could join them full time. And then literally I was only full time with them for 2 weeks. So yeah. I had struggled to pay my bills and all that, you know, and I did want to go back to my old job because it was also at like Fry's, which I liked. But just because I was in the back room and I didn't have to like go up to the front, which I like.
Do anything,
that's
the, yeah.
Any kind of job where I don't have to like talk to people, I'm happy, you know. So anyway, so for extra money, I started donating plasma. Even though I fucking hate needles. And do you know anything about how plasma is drawn?
Yeah, because I used to
donate plasma. Did you do it too? Okay, yeah. So yeah. So you know all about it.
Yeah.
Did you ever get like super lightheaded when you did it?
No, because I would always eat and I would like literally just sip on water the whole time I was doing it.
I would be kind of lightheaded while I was doing it, but it would come back pretty quickly. But anyway, so I was doing it for a while, but then this one time, and this is the reason why I stopped, is I had headphones in, so I didn't hear the machine beeping, right? And then I see one of the workers coming over to check it out. So I take my headphone out, and she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, it's not drawing the plasma properly. And I was like, oh, okay. Keep in mind, the people who work there do not have doctorates.
Where'd you go? BioLife?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's over on, like, 56 and, like, Northern or like Glendale or some shit.
It's more on the west side of town.
I've been there before.
But yeah, so I mean, they have a lot of really attractive females who work there, which is kind of funny. But it's but apparently they get paid minimum and they don't have doctorates or anything like that. They're just normal fucking people, just like you and me, right? But they know like they're specialized in this. I'm sure like they did obviously like
phlebotomy or whatever.
Yeah, they obviously have done some kind of schooling or training to do this. But this fucking bitch, I swear to God, she did not, because she started like taking the needle and digging it deeper into my vein. He's like, oh, it's not drawing properly. And she just starts wiggling it around, digging it in the deeper. And I'm like clenching the fucking seat. I'm like, what the? I was about to fucking scream. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But you know, I'm not the type to like yell at people. Oof. Yeah, it was bad. So anyway, so after all fucking that, she's like, we'll just try the other arm. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So she does it in the other arm. It works. And dude, my fucking arm and vein and all that shit was bruised and sore for like a week or two.
So your vein was like blown out pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, yeah, I had like a dark bruise on like the crease in your arm, you know, when you bend it. Yeah, dude, it was fucking, I was like, that was one of the most painful things I've ever felt. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
God,
yeah.
No, crazy. I've never had that happen when I was at BioLife. I mean, yeah. that was like I think I did it for like fucking about 2 months, because I was working at like a construction company and I was like, well, fuck, you know, I need like a little bit extra money. And I remember my ex, I'm not going to mention her name, but she'd always be like, oh, where are you going? Like, are you coming home yet? I'm like, dude, like this takes like a fucking like hour.
Yeah, takes like a while
to do.
And then after that, sometimes you have to sit down.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Yeah. I used to go and I would ride my motorcycle and that was fucking reckless.
Ooh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. That was not good to do. Do you remember? Oh, God. I don't remember this girl's name. There was this other girl that I was like hooking up with for a while. And because did you ever go to one of Jeff's parties?
I went once with you know who.
Was I there for that one?
You were there for that one. We were listening to like fucking Corbin, I believe.
good old Corbin.
But that was it. That was like the only time I ever went to Jeff's party. Was it? Yeah, was it the? I was it the time you passed out on the lawn?
Well, that's the story I was going to tell. Because I went there twice. The first time I was with that one girl. The second time, the other girl, who everyone wanted me to hook up with and be together with. We were there hanging out together. Do you remember her? I'm not going to say her name.
Didn't she work in, was it the clothing,
cosmetics,
right?
I think. Yeah. Cosmetics or clothing or something.
Oh.
Yeah, you remember that?
Is it the Mexican chick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone. A, yeah. No, it starts with with an L. I'm just gonna yeah.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Yes.
So everyone wanted us to be together, but I was like, dude, this is never gonna fucking work, you know?
Didn't she have a kid?
She did. I think she had two kids.
Yeah.
And she was worried that her husband was gonna try to come find me and shoot me, but it's like they were separated. And I was like, this is a mess. I was like, I'm in a bike gang full of white boys. You're a Mexican mother that's super innocent and sweet. But anyway, so the first time around, though, the girl I was seeing at the time, she was a fucking wreck. And I mean, so was I at the time, you know, we were just constantly getting fucked up. So we left because I don't even know why I parked so far away, but I parked far away. And because Arizona neighborhoods are kind of interesting, where it's like a lot of it's desert, but you'll have these like neighborhoods with like grassy,
big grass, ass lawns and everything.
Yeah, just big lawns. And then but like the people's yards will be fenced off with like brick walls to keep like critters out and shit like that. So we're at this party and we're just getting fucked up. I made this like fucked up like jungle juice type thing that gave everybody diarrhea, you know? It was like a dark purple color. I was like, oh man, this is a fucked up drink. And so everyone got extremely fucked up on it, right?
Yeah.
So me and this girl, we decided to start walking back to my car, and I was like, we should probably, you know, get the fuck out of here, try to get back to my house. And it wasn't that far of a drive, but I was like fucking so trash. So we're like stumbling back to my car. We don't even make it. We end up laying down in this field, in this grassy patch.
Yeah,
because there was like a slightly elevated part, so we were just kind of like looking up at the stars and shit. And then we both passed out and fell asleep in this field. And
Jesus Christ.
At some point, like at 3 a.m, the sprinklers go off, which I'm actually super glad they did. Otherwise, we would have probably woken up to like cops or something.
Yeah.
The sprinklers go off and they fucking wake us up. We're like, oh shit. And then we like basically just run back to my car. We tried to fuck for a little bit in my car and then just passed out again. So
I think there was one time that I think me and you were drinking. And then I do remember going like back to your apartment, and like you bought, I think we like bought some like Taco Bell or like some fucking shit.
Yeah.
Chill at your apartment for a little bit. Fucking played some games or whatever. Fucking dropped me off at my house. I think I was like still like a little bit drunk too. And then my mom was like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "Nowhere."
I think I remember that.
I think I told you about it too, like the next day.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, that was super funny. Yeah, it's your mom so was very fucking strict when it came to like the alcohol, which I'm like, whatever.
Oh yeah.
I get it, you know.
She was insanely fucking strict, dude.
But like, dude, you're 21, just like let the boy live a little, you know.
I mean, seriously, but now every time she'd be like, "Elijah, turn it off, go to bed."
Go to bed.
And then, like, now it's like I stay up till like fucking 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning just playing games or doing whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I've had some wild fucking times in Arizona. It's just crazy to think about that I've been back up here in Washington for almost the same amount of time that I've been in Arizona.
It's just wild.
But Arizona just seems so much longer, like, when I was there.
The biggest thing is it's just wild that we've been friends for, like, so goddamn long. Because it's like the people that I used to be friends with, like in high school, like I don't even fucking talk to them anymore, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you and Tony are like my longest fucking friend. I met Tony when I was in college, so like around 2017, 2016.
And like, yeah, dude, so me and Tony have been friends since fucking for 7 years. Me and you have been friends for like 6 years, almost seven.
Which is kind of funny because you and me didn't really ever hang out in Arizona. We worked together and then we hung out probably five times total, in person. Because I was good friends mostly with Zach and Tammy, but none of us even talk anymore. Like Zach's married now. I think Tammy's married too. Actually,
Tammy is married. To the girl she was like dating for like.
Which is awesome. I think that I would much rather because I was always like the extremely like reckless one in the group. You know.
Yeah.
Zach was like the innocent one. Tammy was kind of reckless too in a way, but I was like way worse. So I'm like the fact that those two made it out and they like have found their version of like happiness. I'm like perfect. Mm. If I am going to throw a wrench in that friendship, like in that at all, then it's like better if I'm just not in the situation at all.
So. No, but yeah, I'm glad like Zach freaking lost his V card to whoever the fuck he lost it to.
I know who he did, and it was the person that everyone fucking at Target.
I had a turn too.
She was the Target bicycle. Like everyone had a turn, and I knew that. I was like, I'm good. I'm not going.
That's literally what. What's her name? Desiree told me too, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, are you serious?
I don't even remember her name, but yeah, she was. She had like five of you guys all wrapped around her finger at the same time.
Oh, dude, yeah, I was a fucking simp back then. And then I realized what was going on, I stopped one of the dudes who was like in love with her, and I was like, yo, dog, like, don't, like, I'm gonna let you know right now, don't do it. I was like, me and her literally had sex the other day.
Right.
And he's like, are you serious? And I was like, dude, here's the fucking text messages, whatever. Like, we went to, like, my homie's house. We had, like, a couple of drinks. Fucking asked him for condoms and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we literally had sex in her car right next to my house.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and, like, and then I think we were at her parents' house and her boyfriend was over. And she let me finger her while her boyfriend was over. Like, he was literally just playing Xbox, and like she was like, oh, like fucking guiding my hand and whatever. And I was like, dude, this chick's fucking, like, now that I think back and I'm like, dude, that chick was fucking wild.
Yeah,
like, dude. I cannot believe I was like all into that. And then I think so I had sex with her, I had sex with you know who, and then I had sex with this one like Mexican mom dude. She was like around like 40, probably like early 40s. And then we would like send pictures like back and forth and shit. And then it was when my mom was working at the time, and I texted her. I was like, hey, like, you know, come over, whatever. So she went home, took a shower. I think we had sex like twice, like once that day and like another time another day.
Yeah, and the then, same girl.
Yeah, the same girl, the Mexican mom. And then she, I think she like got back with like her husband at the time. And then I think that was it. Cause then I was like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm leaving Target.
Right.
And then fucking went to Fry's and then had sex with like a few people over there. And then
didn't you, wasn't there a girl you had like sex in public with too?
Oh yeah, dude. I her name's, she was like this.
They don't see her name.
Yeah. She was like this mixed chick, but dude, she was like, I really think she was like insanely bipolar.
Because
We went to.
What woman isn't? Am I right, boys?
No, dude. Like she was bad. Yeah, just and kidding, she worked at Target too.
Did she?
And then
did I meet her? Or was that after I got fucking fired?
No, this was like after you got fired, and this was after I left.
Yeah.
And like she was telling everybody that we were like engaged and shit. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
What the fuck's your problem? This and that.
Damn.
And like this was before. This was like after. This was before we went to like the movies. So mm-hmm. We went to the movies. We went to see like some fucking alien movie and some shit like that. I think Alien.
Or was it
like,
Predator?
No. It was that prequel to Aliens.
Oh, okay. Oh, Prometheus.
Alien Covenant.
Oh, that's Covenant, yeah.
And I fingered her outside the movie theater. And I fingered her inside the movie theater.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. And
then we Ubered to Target, walked behind the dumpster, and we just started, like, fucking.
Yeah.
And then I Ubered back home.
Yeah, I remember that. Dude, and I'm so fucking... Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Like, when I first moved to Arizona, right, I was obviously, like, heartbroken over... Mm-hmm. I mean, like, keep in mind, I was still in love with this girl, but she was physically abusive. Like, fuck her, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's fine, whatever. I've forgiven her. But at the time, I was like, I literally need to leave Washington to get you away from you because... Dude. Yeah, and she fucking broke me because she... And not only that, but she broke me because of the fact that she moved on so quickly. So that's kind of what ruined it. And it's like, yeah, I made the conscious choice to move, but it's like she was abusive and she, like, had some kind of weird... like power over me because of that, right?
Yeah.
So it fucked with me for like a long time, and so the first like 2 or 3 years I was in Arizona, I was still like having issues with that. It was only like the last year that I was like finally like, okay, I'm cool, like we're good.
Oh, you're free from it.
Yeah. And so where was I going with it? Oh yeah, so the like when I first moved down there, this is when like Tinder was like blowing up, right? And I was fucking doing very well on there, and then now all Tinder is just like fucking bots and bots people and women like trying to sell their OnlyFans
and like and shit like women that trying to like want relationships and shit.
Yeah, or it's just like a bunch of like single moms or fat bitches now, like nothing that I'm interested in, which is why I don't
single moms. Yeah,
but when I was on it, I was actually going out on actual days with actual people, like having a good time. It was pretty easy for me, so I was doing like very well down there. In that regard. And then, but like the last year that I was there, when I was working at Top Golf,
for
there were so many fucking pretty people that I worked with, and like none of them wanted to like to do that with me. But there was one girl that I really wanted to get, actually two girls that I really wanted to be with, but they were like one of them was just like me, where she was just like sad girl, like her favorite band or whatever you want to call it, with Suicide Boys, you know. And she just had like a massive drug problem too. And then the other one was only cared about like tall guys, which I'm not tall, you know. And
we both are not tall at all.
No, I think we're like the same height, aren't we?
I think so, like 5'8".
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, 6'5".
Yeah. I'm at least 6'5". Yeah.
I'm at least like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah. Yeah, so you know we're the short kings, and you know it's like a lot of people. You know what's kind of funny though? A lot of people did not give a shit about that kind of stuff until Tinder.
Yeah,
like I want to say like 2016, 2017.
No, like
was that earlier?
They didn't give a shit about that until like 2018.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. Yeah,
because
I literally went out with like so many people on Tinder, and no one even gave like a shit about any of that. No.
They just cared about your dick size.
Yeah. I even went out on dates with people that were like taller than me, and it was like totally chill.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know, something shifted. But yeah. And which I don't really care about, because I'm like, I'm not trying to go for people that's all they care about too anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. And people are allowed to have their
preferences,
you know? Like, I'm not going to go out with fat bitches, you know? So that's my preference.
Yeah. That reminds me. So I don't know if I told you this, but there was a... I was like on a site called Meet Me, like App Ford and shit.
I think you might have told me that.
I was talking to this girl, and she only showed like face pictures, which her face wasn't fat at all.
Yeah,
but
some people can fucking hide that shit real well.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Wild. Mm-hmm. But no, I went over to her fucking place. She lived in like a fucking trailer, like not like one of those like trailer parks, but they were actually like actual mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
Went over, she was like big as shit, dude.
Oh no.
So I was like fuck it, whatever, like I literally just got done with an interview at the casino.
And that's happened to me too, because I met this one girl. She had like a really like cool vibe. I liked it, right? And she had a really like intense like dagger like features, you know, like just really intense eyes, like really pissed off looking, which is what I like. If it looks like you can stab me, I'm gonna like that shit.
You're like, I'm game.
But she hid that shit well, and then she fucking wanted me to go pick her up and then bring her back to my place so we could fuck and all that stuff, right? But she lived like in Mesa.
Damn. And then from Peoria to Mesa's far.
It was like a 50-minute drive. I remember that much.
Dude.
And I was like, do you want me to ride on my motorcycle? Do you want me to bring my Jeep? And she's like, bring your Jeep. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I roll up. And she totally catfished me. Like, this chick was fucking big. And I was like, nah. So, and so I should have just kept going, you know? But I was being kind of naive, because I told her already what car that I had. and she was standing outside. So I was like, fuck, she already knows. That's clearly me. I should have just kept going, but I'm like a little bit too nice for my own good. So she's like, I need to go pick up some new panties at Walmart. Let's stop by Walmart. I was like, okay. And then I literally go into the bathroom. I call out my roommate. I was like, bro, I was like, call me back in like 5 minutes and act like an emergency happened. And he's like, yeah, that bad. And I was like, yeah. And he had a weird story too, where he hooked up with this girl too that was big on Tinder and or like fat, not popular. She wanted to fuck him with the door open.
What?
Because she saw me like walking in the walking around in the kitchen making food, and so I think she wanted to like start a threesome. But I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, I'm good, bro.
No, but what is it? So.
Anyway, yeah, so I just straight up like dropped this chick off. I was like, sorry, something came up. She's like, oh, well, I'm probably locked out of my place now. I was like, yeah, in my head, I was like, it's not my fucking problem. I was like, you lied to me. I'm gonna lie to you.
Back to the fucking story. We were just like watching like a fucking whatever the fuck on her laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck it, like I'm horny. I like literally don't give a shit. So she was like giving me head and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like deep throating like hard as shit. And then she went down super hard.
Wait, who is this again? You don't have to say the name, but it's
just like a fat chick.
Oh, okay.
Catfish me, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She went down super hard as shit, and then she ended up farting like, super fucking.
I think you told me this story.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
god.
Then I was like, man, fuck. Yeah.
Didn't you like get soft after that?
I did get soft, and then she got me hard again.
Oh my god, that's so fucking. And then funny.
What's crazy too is my dumbass, because like, I was like super dumb back then.
Yeah.
She's like. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna fuck her. I was like, I don't give a shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then so fucked her, busted in her, and then like not even like a month later, she hits me up saying like, oh, I'm pregnant, like my boyfriend this and that.
Yeah.
She's like, I need to know like when you came over, you know, or I'm gonna be asking for child support. And I was like, motherfucker, what? So it turns out her boyfriend, she was already pregnant when I busted in her.
Oh yeah, so she's trying to get some extra shit from you.
No. So she didn't realize it.
Oh,
because okay. She went to go to like whatever the fuck, and so it turns out that the boyfriend busted in her like a couple of weeks before I did.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. Yeah, so everything got all straightened out.
Yeah.
But there,
I've had a couple girls like that too, where they were like, I'm having a fight with my boyfriend, you should come just bust in me. I'm like, okay. I mean, they didn't say that directly, but I learned after the fact. I was like, cool, thanks. So it's just a little meat sock for you, or a fucking tube.
I had some wild times on Tinder. There was this one girl that I didn't meet her on Tinder. I met her like when I worked at Fry's.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, it was fucking wild because this bitch was like fucking schizophrenic as shit.
Oh, man.
Like, not schizophrenic, but she had like dissociative identity disorder.
Oh, okay. She got the dids.
We did have sex. And then it was like probably twice, I think. But she was being fucking wild, dude.
Mm-hmm.
She switched to one of her personalities on the fucking phone. So like her fucking head dropped and shit. And she was like all rude as shit. She's like, you better not fucking hurt her, or else I'll fucking come to your house and beat the fuck out of you.
Oh no.
And I was like, hold the fuck on. And then literally I texted her, like I hung up the phone, like didn't message her the whole day.
Yeah.
Next day, and I was like, yo, I don't think I should be with you or like even pursue a relationship with you if this shit is gonna happen. Cause mind you, I had like my daughter, and like I was like, shit's not gonna fucking happen.
Yeah, it's not safe.
I was like, this is definitely not safe, cause God forbid my daughter does something that upsets you and you switch to one of your personalities and do something to my daughter. And she's like, no, they know not to do anything. And I was like, I don't fucking
know. Oh boy, the fact that she is aware is even scary too.
Yeah, it was just fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just weird. Like, after a while there, I just, like, stopped hanging out with people. Oh, yeah, because the whole point I was talking about with, like, the Tinder and wanting to be with some of the girls at Topgolf, around that same time, it was pretty funny because I went to I think it was a few days before New Year's. We threw, like, a work company New Year's party.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, this was, like, the fucking drunkest I've ever gotten, or, like, pretty damn close. And, like, I was, like, literally climbing on top of shit in this fucking club at Westgate. And
what the fuck was it, Fat Tuesdays?
No, it was just like, they literally Top Golf rented out this fucking venue for just us, like one of the major bars down there, because they had that kind of money for like all just the employees. And yeah, I just got fucking shit faced. People were like, one of my friends recorded me, and I like didn't even look like myself. Like I was just that fucking far gone. And that, I made a lot of bad decisions that night too, because my buddy's like, oh, I need a ride home. And then like I drove a lot and somehow did not die or get arrested.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, so a few nights later, when it was actually New Year's, you know, I was just hanging out there, having a good time. Mm-hmm. Isaac like FaceTimed me and we were talking for a bit. And this was when I was like at Top Golf, and then I just like randomly like up and left at some point. Mm-hmm. And then went back home to where I was at the time, and nobody else was there. I think my dad was with Carrie and the daughters off doing some family shit. So I was just home alone and drunk, and then
I just started beating off like
viciously. No. So I hear this noise downstairs, and I was like, the fuck was that? Mm-hmm. You know? And you know like the noise that a doggy door makes when it opens and closes?
Yeah, like a little.
Yeah, like rap, but like rapidly, you know, like if something just crawled in real quick or like tried to open it real quick. And then so anyway, so I heard that and I was like, And I was like, OK, this is fucking literally. I'm drunk as shit for this. And keep in mind, I'm home alone, drunk as shit. I grab my fucking gun. Right. I turn off all the lights in like my room. And in the rest of the house where I could. And I just start like looking around, like going full fucking John Wick, right? And then I was like, it was so funny because it was like the house is all darkened. I was like, I know I fucking heard it. I was like, because as soon as it clicked in my head, I was like, oh, I think somebody's trying to break in through the fucking doggy door.
Doggy door, yeah.
And so I'm fucking just like going around like fucking John Wick, like in the dark with my gun pointed out. And then I'm in the kitchen and I hear that same fucking noise. And I was looking at the doggy door at the time because that's where I thought it was coming from. And it was the same exact noise. And it turns out it was just the refrigerator making ice. I was like, holy fucking shit, dude.
I could just imagine you just like,
oh, my God. It was so just fucking funny. Drunk
as shit, trying not to hobble over.
I'm like, come here, you bad guys. You fucking, I'll kill you. I've watched John Wick 3 the other day.
I see John with 3 Parabellum. My fucking buddy fell asleep through it, but I studied every single move.
Yeah, I studied all his moves. Yeah, I don't know. It was fucking weird. All right, we should wrap this shit up. We've been recording for an hour. Yeah, we'll call this the Arizona episode. I wanted to have Xander on this because he has some interesting stories too, but
oh, yeah.
I don't know. Just like the whole state is just so fucking trippy. Like I miss it at times, but like part of me is just like, it's so weird at the same time. Like it's cool, but there's just like there's weird phenomenons that happen there and paranormal events too, and just like even the people are just like so different too. Dude. I don't know, it's cool though. I like it. I'll probably have to visit again soon. I just have to avoid that fucking cunt face, which will probably be pretty easy to do in a city full of millions of people.
Which one, the red curse?
No, she's fine, she's sweet. I'm talking about Carrie. I can say her name because I fucking can't stand her.
Oh, that, I knew that was her name.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Carrie, my dad's fucking ex-wife. And ex-wife because he's dead.
Didn't after the funeral, we just like went to my house and just fucking played games?
After when?
After the funeral.
I just
picked you up and we were just like, yeah, hey, bro, let's go play some fucking
Tag. Yeah, okay, okay, we'll close out with this. So basically, after my dad died, because I had been living in Washington for a few years, and Carrie at this point no longer talked to me because I literally told her to fuck off and never contact me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I moved back, she was like, you need to pay off your phone bill so your dad knows that he is a good son or something like that. It's totally like just fucking guilt tripping me, trying to manipulate. Like she was trying to say that I'm a bad son. Like, and at that point I was like, how about you don't ever fucking talk to me again? How about that? Like I said, I was more aggressive than that. I was like, yeah, I can't remember what I said. But anyway, I think I had those screenshots saved somewhere. But yeah, so she stopped talking to me after that. I learned about my dad dying through one of my cousins who learned about it from like one or two other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they didn't even tell any of us kids, which at that point we didn't really care. Like it says a lot about you as a person if none of your kids want to be in contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Xander didn't even go down there for the funeral. Like, that's how much he was just like, nah, I'm cutting all that shit out. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go down there to possibly just see some of my old friends again, which I did. I met up with a couple people like you, obviously, and Madeline and a couple other people. Mm-hmm. But also, I was like, I talked to my sisters because I went down there with my two sisters. I was like, why don't we just fucking treat this like a vacation, you know? I was like, let's just have fun with it. So we literally like got a resort.
I remember.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was so fucking cool.
Shaw Butte or something like that.
I don't know.
Kelton something on the Butte or something.
I don't remember, but it was so fucking cool looking. Like, there was like waterfalls and shit coming out, like man-made, mm-hmm. like for their pool and shit. And it was just like, yeah, it was a cool little resort. So we did that. You know, I showed them that really cool ass aquarium in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I showed them all the food places that I used to like eat at, you know, like Church's Chicken and all that, which they actually have two Church's Chicken up here in Washington. I didn't know that.
Oh, nice.
But they're far south. And for people who don't know, like imagine like Taco Bell, but for like chicken. Like, that's essentially what it is. It's like, it's terrible for you, but it's fucking delicious. So anyway, so we go to the funeral thing, or I guess not the actual funeral. What's it called when you...
The wake.
The wake. It was at like that church, and I didn't talk to anybody. I stayed in the back with my sisters, mm-hmm. and I was just like so disgusted because they were talking, because like when
they were
him
just,
and
like, praising him.
Well, yeah, because they were praising him for all these things, and like it was so fucking weird because at one point they were like, oh, he hated the name Harrison, which is why he switched to Bud. And then me and my sisters looked over at me. Why'd you name me Harrison Jr.? Like, why am I a fucking junior if you hated that name so much? Not only that, but like my dad used to coach soccer. Mm-hmm. And I talked to one of my older cousins about this too, like recently, to kind of confirm this. Mm-hmm. But he was how old was he? He was probably somewhere in his 30s and teaching like teenage girls. Right. Mm. And which is fine, whatever, but not for him, because he was grooming them. Right?
Oh, my God.
So and the reason why I noticed that is I didn't know this story until I heard about it at his wake, because it's so fucking ironic that they said this in church, because they were all like, oh, it's, you know, it's a cute story, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, it's not. That's grooming.
Didn't he groom Carrie?
He did. That's the thing is. When Carrie was like 16 and he was like older, he's like, oh, we're meant to be together, you know, wait for me, blah, 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 blah. And then they were like, oh, that's such a cute story. It's like, no, it's not. That's fucking grooming, my guy. Because then like a couple years later, he literally got married to my mom. And then that's when we were all born. And I even remember being a little fucking kid, like probably 5 years old, going to some of his soccer practices and seeing that they were all girls, you know. And like cute girls too. So I was like, yeah, I was like, he's being a fucking creep is what he's doing.
I'm pretty sure you were, you know, those like fucking memes of like Michael Jordan holding the trophy, and like the fucking meme of like, I used to dream about times like this. Mm-hmm. This is probably what you fucking heard when you found out your fucking dad died.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably what you
tell everybody that my dad's a groomer, everybody.
Have a seat. My name is Chris Hansen.
Yeah, it was bad. And then, yeah, and like I said, just the fact that, like, Xander didn't want to go to the thing. My older sister only wanted to go to, like, I don't want to say proof, but, like, that she wanted to make sure that it was all, like, legit, like, not lying. Mm-hmm. And then Carrie tried to say hi to me, and I was just like, man, whatever, fuck off.
I just wish I was able to chill with you.
After. Oh, no, that's what we were going to say. It's like literally after that wake, it's like, yeah, I literally got picked up by you. And then I told my sisters to like go back to the resort, and you and me just like played video games and shit.
I just wish I was able to fucking chill with you, but my fucking ex at the time was all like, hey, you should come home, or you need to come home.
I heard his dad is a groomer. I don't want him around my daughter.
Yeah. I don't want him around our daughter.
No, yeah, your ex was very, like... Which I get, it's your guys' kid, you know? Like, I would... Like, she's being overly protective, but she also doesn't realize that I'm, like, the most harmless person in the world.
Legit. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure, like she's heard us, like, talk on, like, party chat and shit. I feel like she thinks you're, like, the most... racist, most terrible person.
Heinous person ever, yeah.
Yeah, most heinous person in the world. But like,
but it's like I literally feel guilty if I even like kill any kind of bugs, you know, like I will be mad at myself. I get mad at myself for like hours if I accidentally like step on like Squishy's tail. Oh, you know. God. So yeah, I'm just like, it's yeah. like that, you know. It's like I don't give a fuck. I was like, your daughter and your ex. Ooh. Oh, I gotta cut that part out. Your daughter and ex, I was like, yeah, you guys are more than welcome to like hang out in the living room. But she was just like, I don't know, so weird about like just me as a person.
Yeah, it was just odd, dude. And it's like,
yeah, but it's fine. I still had fun playing VR. That was like the first time I've ever played VR.
Oh, dude, that was so fucking sick. And then mm-hmm. I sold it, and then I got a new VR, and then I don't even play it.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, that's basically our little Arizona journey. There's obviously plenty more stories we could tell, but
oh yeah,
I think an hour's worth of talking is good. So we're probably gonna wrap up this episode of Bunker Boys. And yeah, so I guess I don't know, any closing thoughts, any other extra stories you want to say real quick?
Oh, so I'll say this one last story.
Okay.
So it's about, you know who from Target. Mm-hmm. This is when we were dating at the time. This is when me and her would like go back to her house like after work or whatever, like mm-hmm. I would get off and then she would get off like after. She picked me up. And then we were watching like
before. Yeah, it was before. I'm trying to remember who your ex was.
Biggin.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Oh man, those were other funny stories I could have told. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, so we were having sex and everything, and like
Biggin.
That's all I had to say. We were having sex, and then I was like, hey, can I put it in your ass? And she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, fine. Because mm-hmm. I guess she had lube. So we used it.
Yeah.
And then I was fucking her in her ass and everything. And as soon as I pull it out, dude, like half of my fucking shaft was all full of shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude. It's kind of funny because I dated this girl. This is up in Washington. And I learned that if you're a girl and you have your nails done all the time, that means you have a poopy asshole, basically.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they can't just fucking dig in there with their fucking long nails and shit. But also, like, these types of girls, they don't think about, like, cleaning out their system or anything like that. Because I did that, too, where I fucked this girl where she was, like, she only cared about, like, her nails and her lashes and all that shit. And then, like, when I pulled out, it was, like, everything was just covered in shit. And I was like, cool, this is sanitary.
Oh, dude, that's so fucking gross.
But then she's like, if I told anybody that, she would have freaked out because she like has to be this perfect little precious being. I'm like, you're disgusting, you're gross. But anyway, yeah, she like
always want me to come in her too.
Yeah, but do you want to tell that one story real quick?
Which one?
The with her involving you and me.
About, oh my god, yeah.
Okay. Alright, we'll actually officially close out with this one, just because this one's funny. Every time you tell this story, like Isaac gives me shit saying I'm not a real homie for doing this. And I'm like, bro, so you have not seen this person. Like, come on.
So pretty much this was like at the tail end of the relationship.
Yeah, this is when you were wanting out.
I was like so fucking dead. Like I wanted to be out so goddamn bad. So yeah. Me and you were playing online, I think. I forgot what game, but that doesn't really matter. So yeah. I was like, dude, I wouldn't give a fuck if she cheated on me. I just wanted like to be fucking over. I wanted to cease to break up with her.
No, you didn't even say any of this yet. You thought about this, but you were like, hey man, you know, if you wanted to,
yeah, I was like, ever... hey man, if you wanted to like ever like have sex with her, like I wouldn't really give a shit, you know.
And I was like, oh no, that's okay, man, I'm good.
I was like, no, like seriously, I was like, if you ever wanted just to fuck her, I was like, yeah, I really don't care. I was like, I can just break up with her, you know what I mean?
I was like, I'm good, dude. I was like, but then I was like, wait, did you want her to cheat on you? And you're like, yeah, I'm kind of done with this relationship. I was like,
yeah, I'm done with this shit.
I was like, sorry, bro. I was like, I can't be that guy. I was like,
I was like, Harrison, come on, dude. I was like, please. I was like, come on, man. I was begging you at that point.
Yeah, you're like, please.
I was begging you.
Yeah, because you didn't really have like a good excuse. I mean, I don't know. Any excuse is like whatever. Like if you're done with somebody, that's your excuse, right?
Yeah, but even then, it's like she'd be like, why?
You just didn't really feel like you had a valid reason. So you're like, well, if she cheated on me, then you would.
Like, okay, last part. Like, but like, no, it's like with me, it's like I just can't break up with people. I've never been the one to break up with anybody. I've always been the one who.
It's hard to do. You know, it's hard to do. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, it's weird because in the past I was able to break up with people easily, or I just like let them get bored of me until they break up with me.
Yeah.
But when you become an adult, it's a little bit harder. It's like when you're a teenager, you're like, whatever, I can choose literally anybody in high school. But like when you're an adult, you're like, oh fuck, you're like, I actually have to have like some kind of valid reason.
you're like, the dating pool is very slim.
Well, no, not only that, but it's like you feel like you have to actually have like
reasons
now, you know? Yeah. So, but yeah. Anyway, all right. So that is we're gonna close it there because yeah.
That's the end of it.
Because that was the story I forgot I wanted to talk about because I thought that was so funny. It was like the one time you wanted me to fuck your girlfriend, so you had an excuse to bring her up with her.
Dude, I was
so unattracted to her with every fiber of my being that I was like, dude,
and
I
she was like so into you, but then she like lied about being into you.
Oh no, she made it. Oh yeah, we were at a party one time, and she made it so fucking awkward because she was drunk. And she was like, hey, Harrison, just so you know, I don't want to fuck you. And I was like, okay.
I remember you telling me
that. She was saying this, like, everybody was silent. And then she just, like, randomly, like, did that. I was like, okay. And she's like, we're just friends. She's like, I don't want to do that. I was like, okay. And then, like, a couple of people were like, anyway. Like, it was so awkward. And I was like, holy fucking shit.
Good. Dear,
she definitely dear. Did want to.
Oh yeah,
she wanted too bad. Anyway, all right, so we're gonna close it there. Thank you for listening to me and Eli ramble about Arizona for an hour. But yeah, so this has been Bunker Boys, right? Yeah, Bunker Boys.
Yeah, Bunker Boys. Yeah.
It's definitely not a topic episode. All right, we'll see y'all fuckers later.
Have a good one.